Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you?
Hi, I was calling. I called earlier about an order that I had with you guys where the technicians left and the job was totally undone. And the girl said she would send out an email to see when you guys could come back. And I went downstairs and I didn't know because they left a hole in my wall where the microwave should go. But I didn't know that the oven was completely unhooked as well. So I don't have a microwave or an oven right now, which in my opinion is unacceptable. Hello?
Okay. And what is your phone number? Phone number with air code first. Did they set up a service call for them to come back?
No, because they left. They left on the job. Like I would like to get a different.
Okay, what is your phone number with air code first?
614-578-7715.
I mean, when you called earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What did they tell you?
Yeah, that's my. Oh, she said that she was emailing somebody to see when you guys could come out the soonest. Because she said the soonest she could see in the system was the 19th, but that means that I would have to go like a whole week without an oven or a microwave.
Why did they not complete it?
They walked out and said that they didn't. What did he say? He didn't like the vibe.
He didn't like the vibe.
And I said, so you're not going to. Yeah. And I said, so you're not going to complete the job? And he said, no, you're just going to have to reschedule.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
It's still searching. Here we go. And your name?
Tanisha Evans.
And your address?
5145 Clarence Drive, New Albany, Ohio, 43054.
And what appliance was it?
Oh, it's not an appliance. It was an installation. It was to install a wall oven and a wall microwave. Do you need, like, the order number?
Do you have the order number?
Yeah, just a minute. Okay, I have a reference ID, an alternate reference ID.
Do you have a 079 number?
079, let me see. Hmm. No, the tracking number ends with 0795 CEDB.
Do you have a 773 number?
Yeah, I have C773-40067.
Okay, I'm not seeing where this was not on. This wasn't even put on the routes for today from us.
It was on the routes. Do you see my name?
Are
you
I do see your name, but I just see where, I mean, it did, what is, wasn't routed on our end for today.
Well, I have all the information right here, and it says where it was canceled. At 2:27 p.m., they came at 1 o'clock. I mean, 1:30.
I see you have a single built-in electric oven, two of them, for the schedule for 4:21.
Yeah, they rescheduled it for 4:21. Yep. Maybe that's why you can't see it on the route, because they rescheduled it.
No, it should still have the notes and everything in here.
Well, they probably took everything out so that I wouldn't get a review and everything for them walking out, because they just canceled it. I'm looking at, you guys sent me a text and it says trackxpo.com, and I can see everything. The XPO tracking number, the retailer tracking. Earlier it said the window was from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, and now it just says order canceled.
Because it don't even tell us who was on the.
I know who was on there. It was TCM. It was a company called TCM from. I have it all in my caller ID because they called me when they were coming out. Tony Mikesell is the owner. Tony Mikesell. I don't know how everything got totally erased. TCM Logistics.
I'm messaging a manager.
Okay.
So you have two ovens?
Yeah, two oven installations. It's an installation service.
I'm waiting for a response back from the map because I don't know why there's no notes on here at all. If you called in and talked to someone too already, there should be notes that somebody put on the account too, and there's no notes at all.
Okay. Very strange.
Yes. And if he left the job and didn't do it, he should have called in to let us know that too. And there's no notes from anybody.
Right.
Best Buy is the one that canceled it. And then from canceled, I don't know who.
Oh, Best Buy canceled it. Really?
I'm not, and then opened it back up. I'm not sure what's going on, so bear with me. Just one moment.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why they canceled it, because I didn't tell them to cancel it. But by the time I was able to call them, I guess the contractor had already called them, because they were calling me to apologize. So I don't know.
That's not the... Okay, now it's a different order. Okay.
What happened?
That order number that you gave me was not the correct order number.
Oh, I see. I wonder how you were able to find all of the information if it wasn't the correct order number.
Because my manager gave me the number.
Okay.
Yeah, it said that you told the installer you had to go to the school for a minute, which was down the street.
Yes, and then they said that they couldn't stay, so I said, just go ahead and finish it. And he said, well, we're going to leave because I don't like the vibes in here. And I said, so you're going to leave it undone? And he said, yeah, you need to reschedule.
And then they called the manager, and the manager, you spoke... Uh,
Yeah, I spoke to the manager. The manager said they couldn't stay. So I said, well, they can just go ahead and do it. And I sat there. Then I walked out. I was upset. I went to go sit on the porch. And when I came back in about 2 minutes later, I said, what are you guys doing? Because they were trying to put the wall oven that took out of the wall back in the wall. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, we're leaving. And I was like, I said I would stay. And he said, well, we don't like the vibes in here. And I said, so you're going to leave after I just did all of this and said that I was going to stay? And he said, you're just going to have to reschedule. I said, that's very unprofessional.
Yeah, that's what he was advised by his manager to do.
Well, that's highly unprofessional to leave for no reason.
And they rescheduled you for the 21st.
No, they didn't reschedule me. I called Best Buy, and Best Buy rescheduled. You can't just leave a job. I talked to the manager. The manager said they can't leave. And I said, okay, well, I'll stay. The manager heard me, and they knew that I said I was going to stay. I walked out. I came back in 2 minutes later, and they were putting things back. They didn't put my microwave back. I have a big hole, a square, and the oven is not on. You can't turn it on because they disconnected it.
Okay, well, it states on here that the manager told the guys to pack up and leave.
Okay, so that's a big problem, and that's why I'm calling in. Why would the manager tell the guys to pack up and leave? If I said I would stay.
That
after they said they couldn't wait for 10 minutes.
Okay. I can only go by what's on the notes.
Right, which is a problem.
And they rescheduled you for the 21st.
They did not reschedule me, ma'am. They canceled the order. And I called in and asked Best Buy to put me back on the calendar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they, for the 21st.
Right, but I did that. They did not reschedule me. The issue that I'm having is that so this is the biggest issue. I told them I would stay. I took vacation time today to get this done. Now I have no microwave. I have a big square with a hole in my wall, and I cannot access my oven. That's a big problem. So I'm calling you guys to see if you can send out a contractor different than them sooner than the 21st.
Okay. If I would have to check and to see, they would have to reassign it to a different installer if they have another installer in that area. If not, it would have to be the same company, or Best Buy would have to find someone else.
Okay. Are you able to see if you guys have a different one?
I'm not sure. I would have to send this over to management, and they will
can
have
I talk
to check
to
into
manager?
They would have to send an email over to see if we have another company in that area besides the one that came out. If not,
okay,
that same team would have to come back out.
Okay. Am I able to speak with the manager?
There's not a manager available. We have to send them over an email.
Oh, I thought you said that you were just, like, weren't you just writing an
It's just a supervisor. They cannot do any more than I can. We have to send this over to the area manager to verify if there is somebody else in the area, another installation company that works for XPO, or if not, you might have to contact Best Buy and see if they have another contractor besides XPO.
Okay. So, are you sending the email now?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to pull up your account to see so I can send an email over. The correct work order number.
Okay.
It's just slow. This computer's slow. Okay, we will send an email over to see if they have another installer in that works for XPO. And someone will get in contact with you.
All righty.
Okay.
How soon should I hear from someone?
You should hear something by tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.